AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Yeah. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey, can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Well, hello, welcome to Laugh and Learn, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Flame Monroe, and along with my fantastic producer, Mr. Aaron, we are going to give you a show this week. I know I'm a little late behind on this week, but guess what? I had a lot of life stuff happening to me this past week and a half. But I am back here, and I brought my friendly neighborhood Spider Woman with me because, you know, I cannot do a show without the smartest woman I know outside. It's only two smart women I know. That would be Bobby Clifford and T.T. Jan. And today I have Mike Bobby Clifford here with me. Hiya, Toots.
Hiya. How are you doing?
Bobby, it's been a very up and down roller coaster ride of a week, but I kept my faith. I'm still here. I'm working, and I'm here with you, my lovely Bobby. So we're going to have a great show for you guys today. We're going to cover a hodgepodge and a barrage of things. Last week, I was in, like I told you, I was in New York, but I'm home. We did Free Voices. The return of Free Voices was last night. And when I say return, it wasn't like we quit. I was off for 2 weeks, and they were closed down for a week. So we're back. It was a fantastic show. I'm going to Yellow Springs this week, next weekend, to be with Donnell Rollins and Dave Chappelle for the Donnell Land and all the festivities. And I will keep you guys posted with pictures and abreast of everything. I am doing a couple of chapter readings with Mr. James Hanahan, the author of Did Nobody Give a Shit What Happened to Kalana, the book that I did the Audible for coming up, and I'm excited about that. But today we are here as Americans to just discuss what's happening in our America, in our country, because guess what? It is our country. And I know y'all complaining about migrants coming in and migrants coming. We have so much barren land in the United States that all these different Texas, Florida, California, Montana, Wyoming have open land. Build places for these people to live. I think, this is my opinion, I ain't got no money to do all that, but I'm just saying, I think that we should build places for those people to live. We keep complaining about the economy and how much people don't want to work for such amount of money. A lot of those migrants, a lot of those foreigners, because I'm not going to call them migrants, they just foreign to this land. Are coming over here looking for different and better opportunities. Some of them work for $1 an hour. I'm sure they'll work for $10 an hour and won't complain about it and will make the best of it because they are not entitled and spoiled like us Americans. They will make the best out of what they have or what they have to do with what they have because, like us, a lot of them have lived off less. That's just the truth. And since I opened that can of worms, Bobby Clifford, since I started there, and I know we weren't going to start with this, and I talked about the foreign people coming over to this land. And I said they're going to do the best with what they have. Let's talk about reparations. I know it wasn't first on the docket, but I'm ready to get to it. My joke is I need a reparation check in my man name and in my woman name. Bobby, let me ask you a question. What are they saying about reparations? How do you, Bobby Clifford, feel about reparations coming forward? The country.
But it's coming for as a white woman, I think that we need something. I'm actually, if I could put like a 2.2-second pause on the reparations, I'm sorry. I want to go back to what you said about the migrants. And you said that us Americans don't want to be, it's the truth. The young kids don't even want to work in a grocery store. Never mind picking our food, et cetera, et cetera. So we need someone to do it. And if the right people come in, immigration is an absolute mess, as we all know. And it's not under President Biden. Title 42, the pandemic's over. That's what it's for. It's only for a pandemic. It's over. It's over as of the 11th. So it had to end as of the 11th. Do we need work? We need a ton of work on it. We need some sort of filtration system on the Mexican side, too, as they're coming through. We need places to put these people in hold where we're vetting them. But once they are vetted and we have people that are coming through, I agree. And I don't even say build things for them, Flame. Give them tents or something to start out with. Like if there's land or somewhere that they can go, I mean, I'd like to be able to build. But if we don't have financially the money to do that, put them somewhere. But I like having my salads. I like them, their willingness to work. They're hungry because they're immigrants, like most of our people were when they came over. They wanted to work. You lived 20 people in a room. You didn't care as long as you had a little bit of space and maybe a tiny piece of a blanket. So that's all I wanted to say. I'm not against people coming over. That's the American dream. We just have to kind of do it the right way. And we have to have an infrastructure for it.
Well, here's the killer, Bobby. You said something that was very, very, very smart to me. You said we can't pick and choose the right. You said the right one. How can we ever determine which is the right one? Look at all the mass shootings that have happened in this country with so many different young people. I'm not just going to say white. I'm going to say young people. You can't, and some of them have grown up privileged and entitled and in good homes with both parents, with money, never had, but go on a rampage. So we would think that those would be the good ones, but
it's true. But I'd say obvious things like, I don't know what they call it, a Mexican, but like felons, somebody who has violent crimes, ties to the cartel, a drug history, drug sale, not of taking drugs, but a drug sale history. If we can somehow filter those.
You're so white. I love you. You're so white.
I am. I am.
So white. But I love you.
If we can get those people out, if we get those people out, or at least get those numbers down.
So let me tell you how you get around that. You could pay a border patrol $1,000 to forget to, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's so many different illegal, tangible ways. But you so
no, right, I agree.
Bobby. I love the innocence of how you think, Bobby. I love that you see the good in people, and I love to see the good in people. I just know how corrupt people are.
Well, you just said it. I mean, that we need something that combats that. So we need something, Flame. We really can't say everybody, come on in. I mean, you know, there's not enough room.
No, it's it's enough room. I don't think it's enough economy.
It's the infrastructure. So we need hope. We need hospitals. We were just talking. So you just mentioned about the mass shootings. We have a massive, massive mental health crisis here in the United States. P.S. from us Americans. What are we going to do when we're taking all of these huge numbers in? We need to be able to have people to service these people. So we can't bring everybody in at once. You can do it a little bit at a time. And I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to get you off of reparations, but I thought that was an important topic.
Ain't got me off. I love, Bobby, this is our show. This is what we do. You and I banter. We talk. I love the different, POVs. And I love it when there is no, when it's two adults having the conversation. Because kids argue, grown-ups work stuff out.
No, and that's, I love to learn. So I love hearing, and I know there's corruption, but I like that you reminded me. But we need to have something in place. There has to be something, and it's not a popular topic in politics. In fact, it's that ugly uncle that, you know, everybody keeps shoving in the room and closing the door. But, you know, we got to open the door up, and we got to do something with it. Hiding it and sweeping it under the carpet for the past 60 years hasn't gotten us anywhere. It's gotten us into the crisis that we're in now.
Oh, you just taught me a very valuable lesson. So white people say it's the ugly uncle. Black people say, oh, that's the uncle. He a little tick, tick, boom. He a little special. Yeah, don't go in there with Uncle, don't go in that room with Uncle Jeffrey. Jeffrey a little strange.
and don't let him sit. Don't sit near him. Don't sit on his lap.
Don't sit on his lap. That's boy or girl.
Yeah, look, exactly.
You might not let the dog or the cat sit on Uncle Jeffrey's lap. Uncle Jeffrey was a little creepy. Let me just say.
That's exactly it.
With reparations, though, Bobby, I do understand the fight. I would love to have a reparations check. Let me just be honest, but in looking at it, the perspective of it all, I need them to have some kind of censorship over that money, because if it's 18 and up here in California, and I love my governor Gavin Newsom, we love Gavin Newsom here, and he has signed a bill that African Americans in California, if you're a resident of California for more than a year, you have ID and all that, 18 up, you will get a reparations check. Supposedly, I think it was $223,000. I'm not sure. It might be more now.
Up to $1.2 million. They're saying it could be up to $1.2 million. I don't know how I feel about the money piece.
Like, well, I like the money piece. I think because we never got, we were promised 40 acres and a mule, and since we never got it, I guess they're making up for our 40 acres and a mule. But on the flip side of that, as a black, as an African-American person, as a black person in this country, who know a lot of black people, that if you give them $1.2 million or $223,000 or $200 right now, they're going to go straight to the hype man and get products and get woo woo woo. It is crazy.
That's any poor person, you know, or anybody that doesn't have the knowledge and hasn't been taught how to manage their money. But I feel I don't know. I feel a million different ways. A part of me is, the whole point of reparations is because, you know, you've been stripped of generational wealth, and you've had healthcare, lesser healthcare, and, you know, we could go on and on and on and on. I feel like bolstering and making that equal or better. I don't know. I don't know if it should be a check or if it should be a combination, or maybe a lesser of a check, but setting up some sort of college fund if you want to go to college. And I don't just mean college. It could be trade school, you know, some way for somebody to make money. I almost feel like there should be a financial counselor attached to the
Okay. and on the flip side of that, because you got to look at it all from all components, I don't want nobody monitoring my money. I don't need you to know how much money I got in the bank account right now. So why do I need the government to know what I have and what I'm doing with my money? Do you understand what I mean?
No, I don't necessarily think that they need to look at it, but I would like to see that they would offer the services. So Flame, if you wanted to learn at your age of 27,
say it right, Bobby Crimson, say it right.
What's the best way that you can spend, save, and you know, and leave that money to your kids? Because it is supposed to be for generational wealth. It's not supposed to just be for you, which I think a lot of people might just think, as you just said, they're going to go out and buy the best car, the best this, but you're supposed to be, it's supposed to be making up for something, and it's supposed to be laying the foundation for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, what you were stripped of.
Well, you made a very valid point when we were talking about that, Bobby, because like you said, the youth doesn't want to work. And I think because you can make such fast money on the internet, you can make instant money on YouTube and Instagram and OnlyFans, and they are used to making these massive amounts. They're getting, these young kids are getting checks from sitting at home doing whatever they're doing for $25,000 and $30,000. Why would I go work for $15 an hour when I can sit at home and the fetishes of the world, people want to watch you eat. They want to look at your feet. They want to watch you bathe. They want to watch you comb your hair. So if I can make money doing that, why would I ever want to go to a job where I have rules and regulations? And, you know, it to me, Bobby Clifford, this country or this world damaged itself.
It's true. I mean, because there's a point, as we all know, with everything, Flame, things disappear. You know, so YouTube and social media is hot today. You and I grew up without it. Mm-hmm. It could flip on a dime and become something else next week. Are you going to be able to pivot and make the money still, or should you have a skill to be able to make that money if you don't have YouTube anymore?
It will be next year. It'll be called AI.
Yeah, true that, which is scaring the bejesus out of me.
Oh, my God, Bobby. Let me tell you something. I don't have a lot of fears, but that whole AI situation scares the hell out of me, and it just does. I hope that we get a resolution for a reparations check. I'm not discrediting it. I think the people of this country owes African Americans for all the work and labor and woo-woo ancestrally. But I hope that they come up with a great plan to where people who are irresponsible have. It's kind of like when people who get Social Security checks or get retirement checks, and they are little, you know, they're not all together. Yeah. They have a payee, or they have somebody to covet their check in order to make sure. And I hope they have somebody to covet the payees, because I know a whole lot of payees that run off with people's checks.
I know. I know. True. But then you've got your civil rights, right? And then you'll have people squawking about that. I want to know how they're going to do it, because the last I heard, California was $22 billion in the red. So I'm like, where are they coming up with $800 billion for the reparation checks?
All they're going to do is cut down a few more trees and print some more money. Oh, did I say that? Did I say that, Bobby Clifford? And here's the biggest conspiracy, like, I feel. So they want to give us a check for $1.2 million or whatever the amount is going to be. But the deficit is saying that the dollar ain't going to be worth diddly squat. I think we're going to get the checks the day before the dollar crashes.
Probably. And will they tax it? Or do you get a lump sum? Or do you get increments? And what happens if you've got, like, you've got a minor? What happens to Zeddy's money if she gets it? Does it go in an account? And then when she ages out, she had collected interest on that money? Or just when you age out, you get the lump sum? Or, like, I have a million questions for this.
The first question you already know the answer to. This is United States government. Are they going to tax it? What? Have you lost? They tax you to go pee.
Hey, I live in Massachusetts, so you don't have to tell me.
Oh, we at 10.2 in California. You ask me why I know that exactly, because today I went and got my daughter another car, and it was 10.2 for the damn taxes.
Ugh, I can't even. We're 6.25, I think. And then this brings me to another question, and I don't know enough about the California reparations. What about the Japanese were held in the internment camps, and they were stripped of everything that they owned? They owned businesses and whatnot. Are they going to be able to get anything for that?
Well, they didn't help build the country.
Well, they built, that's probably the Chinese who built who built the railroads.
Yeah, they didn't help.
They built something.
They didn't build this country. The slaves built this country. So,
I'm not saying that big check. I'm just saying, I mean, there was, like, your parents did work. And
they had the Asians, when Joe Biden became the president, he signed the bill to protect them immediately. They can wait their turn. We have waited for hours for 400 years. The Asians can wait.
That's what I'm just thinking. I would think that would be next up, right? Would be people complaining about that. That's all I got about reparations. I'm trying to see if there's anything else here. I thought it was very brave of him in 2020 to do the study on reparations, and that it came back that, you know, that you're owed something.
Yeah.
I'm just curious how.
Yeah. So now let's go back to the beginning, Bobby. So
okay.
Reparations, because last week I watched the town hall, Donald Trump held a town hall on CNN. Mm-hmm. First of all, I got an issue with CNN giving this clown some space, but I understand that we're trying to be fair. Secondly, I really have the biggest issue with CNN for putting Trump up against a female. Trump is known to disrespect, destroy, walk over, push back, and then they didn't put the right female with him. And it's not that I don't think that Caitlin Collins was professional. I think she's articulate. I think she could do the job. But because he was so rude and so disgruntled and so nasty.
Called her nasty. Can you imagine?
Listen, that's when I wanted to trade places with her immediately, because if he would have said, you're a nasty person, I would say, that may be true. But I'm the only one on this stage right now that is not being accused of several and multiple rapes. It looks a little stormy in this room, doesn't it, right now? See, you
sure
need somebody who can match wits with Trump, because with Trump's device is to pick you apart, tear you up in your face while the audience is living for him, and you get disheveled or you get angry. You got to take the emotion out and remember who you're talking to, and you got to match fire with fire. Donald Trump would not stand a chance with Flame Monroe.
I mean, he definitely peaked in the sandbox, because that's what little kids, he's like a child. I feel like he sounds like a 12-year-old out on the schoolyard.
And for the people who they're supporting him and the people that are voting for him now, if you do not understand that he has not changed, in fact, he has gotten worse, because he believes it more even now. Y'all believed it for him, but now he even believes it. And hear me when I tell you that he said that he would pardon most of the insurrectionists.
Yeah.
That it was the greatest day, one of the greatest days in America. It was the biggest crowd that he has ever seen, because there was more people there than was at his inauguration, let's be honest.
And packed. That's what I was disappointed with. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was so disappointed with CNN that they allowed him to pack it. It looked like his 2016 election, campaign. Yeah. You should have everybody be able to be in the room, not just Republicans
and
independents.
Well, I think looking at that, because he is so insightful for riots, I think that they thought that they would have had half and half, because he has said it publicly before when he was campaigning. Oh, I take them outside and punch their lights out, bust them in the face, So they don't know if he would have incited another riot. This is a man who has turned the country on itself. This man single-handedly had a great hand in turning America against America. And we watched it publicly.
And people are saying that,
oh, it was a tourist attraction. It's ridiculous for them to think things like that. And he said before that when she asked him, if you lose, would you concede or would you bow out gracefully? He never asked the question. He said, if it's fair, he's never going to think it's fair if he doesn't win.
Yeah.
If he doesn't win, it's never going to be fair. And he told y'all the last time, he was not leaving office. If we give him another opportunity to become the president of these United States, not only will he not leave the office, but he will destroy this country out of malicious and anger and payback, because he's on some revenge to me. This is my opinion. He's on some revenge stuff to me. And it ain't towards black people. It is towards all kind of people.
Oh, everybody. Anybody that's not him or what he deems as his peer. With money, with privilege, it's funny. The people, the base that supports him, he thinks nothing of them. Do you know what I mean? Like they are not his people, but yet they cling to him like a tick on a hound dog. And he wasn't up there 1 minute. He was lying, and he spoke out. He just is hot off of the seat. No, he didn't bother to show up because he wasn't big enough a man for his hearing. But he's hot off the press. He's got the he's got the E. Jean Carroll ruling, and he's disparaging her. And then I'm thinking, if she got him for disparaging and defamation, can she bring him back?
Yes, she can. I don't know if she would even take the time.
I don't know if you'd want to, but yeah.
And he said if he get out, he would bring back Michael Flynn. He said Michael Flynn was a great man, because Michael Flynn was the first one to take the fall for him. Michael Flynn was the first one that took the fall for him. I'm telling you now, Bobby, but I said this on Coffee Time 4 years ago when we started. Mm-hmm. Lost people follow lost people.
That's the truth.
And
it absolutely is the truth. But he's leading the polls for his party, and that's how we got CNN.
Well, I tell you what, I'll take that over DeSantis, because hear me and hear me well. I love mm-hmm. that the only people who want DeSantis is Florida. The rest of America has showed DeSantis the door. We don't want you. You are just too much for us. We can't deal with your extremities and your crazy thinking. Good God. He is signing a different bill every day to make people more and more afraid. I would not.
Oh, my God. He's fighting with Mickey Mouse. Who fights with Mickey Mouse?
Minnie.
That's about it. But they share a bedroom, so that's a little different.
they share musketeer areas. Ooh.
The only thing I thought that and it's only because I'm not a Trump fan, is that he's butting heads with Trump because he feels that Trump made a comment, or implied at least, that his 6-week ban on abortion was too stringent. And so he's going head to head with them. But Trump won't say what he thinks it should be. You know, like, that's how he's going to tap dance around it. I'm thinking, geez, he probably, God knows how many he paid for. Overs. I mean, I don't know. He just seems like he's tap dancing. So, but he is. He signed something for sweeping migration and relocation. I mean, he sent a whole bunch of people, DeSantis, up to Martha's Vineyard here, which is a really bougie, beautiful island on the Cape. And he thought they were going to be shocked. They gave them rooms. They bought them a bunch of black dog gear and fed them.
Yeah.
Before they sent them back. So he didn't get quite the response he thought he was going to get.
Wow. You know, Bobby, it is. This is why it is important for us as Americans to take the time to vote. And I know we want a third party, but I do think that a third party right now would split the vote and we would lose. And
yeah, I agree too.
Yes, I would love an independent party. I would love something else, too, if I thought it was going to do the country any good. But right now, it's not the time. And I know people are thinking moving forward ahead, but we haven't met what you're thinking. The country is either Democrat or Republican. That is it. Anything else, it's the vote.
No, I agree. Right now, we're fighting for, you know, I sound like Joe Biden, but we are fighting for democracy and the soul of the nation.
Yeah.
I don't care who's in that seat that can actually do it, but we definitely are. We had here in Massachusetts, our U.S. attorney for the Massachusetts district, Rachel Rollins, is going to resign by end of day on Friday. She's a black woman that Joe Biden put into the position because they got her, I think it's called a Hicks Hatch Act violation. She went to see Jill Biden at a fundraising event, and I guess as a U.S. attorney you can't do that.
Oh, okay.
There's a few other things, but I'm devastated because I thought she was just getting started, and I thought she was going to do a good job. She's been in the job for about a year, big on gun control, and I was really disappointed to see that.
They make the rules up as they go along.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
It is, I think that as a Black American a Democrat, because I am a Democrat, true to the bone, but that's not to say that there are not a lot of Republican policies that I don't agree with. I do agree with a lot of Republican
policies. Right, right.
I don't agree with the people that they put in place to push them, but there are a lot. Right. I love that. Get up and live off your own brow, live off your own strength, go to work, you know, take care of your family. And even though I've had government issues, I've had government things before, the only reason I've ever needed them was because I was not treated fairly as a Black American or as a transgendered American. So I got a double strike on me because if that wasn't the case, I could work. There's nothing. I would much rather work than wait for a check every month, a handout or a give out. I would much rather go to work. It makes you feel better.
And you make three times the money. You know what you get through the government. You're not getting rich. So it's much better. And you are right. You feel better about yourself. And there are a lot of Republicans. In theory, you know, the Republicans want less government. It's hysterical. They want to be in our uterus and they want to control that. But you know, I don't understand how those two ideologies line up. But no, they don't. You know, I don't want to pay for everything.
No.
You know, for everybody. I am willing to give anybody a hand up. You've got a mother that's got 2-3 kids. I want to send her to school or get her a trade and pay for her to live comfortably and be in a safe place with those kids while she's going to school or whatever. Or if she's underemployed, but it's an essential position like a PCA, a personal care attendant. They don't make a whole hell of a lot of money. And she needs to have something to kind of bring her whole. I don't mind doing that as well. But for people who want to just sit home and have a check, and don't want to work at all. I don't understand that. That makes no sense to me.
I think I'm going to start me OnlyFans with people who have fetishes with donuts. I'm just going to sit up and eat donuts. It ain't going to do nothing for my ass, but it'd be wonderful for my bank account.
Oh, my God. Sprinkles or jelly?
Definitely jelly. I'm not like sprinkles. Ew. Oh, my God, Bobby Jesus. It's so sickening. The way that the country is going, I hate it. I hate the rage and the anger. Even with the Neely trial that we talked about last week,
me too.
You know, and me, you, and I both said that we were not going to talk about it until more details have unfolded. More details are unfolding. They have arrested him and charged him with second degree manslaughter. I said that I didn't think that it was racist. Now I do, I'm not going to say that just because, you know, he was. I think the arrogance and the audacity of how he felt, like if you are a trained ex-Marine, you know that holding somebody in a severe chokehold for more than 2 minutes, he kept that man in a chokehold for strong like that for 4 minutes, is not going to just subdue them, but you could cause permanent structure to their lungs or their brain waves because he had them so strong. We were not on the train again, like I said last time.
Right.
So we don't know what the severity of the situation was. But I did see that Neely's brother came out and said that the New York mental health facilities failed their brother. They failed him. He wasn't getting proper medication.
Yeah.
He wasn't being treated properly. And I believe that with the pandemic, a lot of things just got slowed down because we're still trying to catch up from what happened for 2 years, 2 years ago.
No, and I agree with that. I still don't feel, now that doesn't mean that I might not change my mind mm-hmm. in a week or two if I get more information, but I don't feel that this is, I don't feel that it's racially motivated. I think, you know, now we keep talking about him being an ex-Marine. He actually looked more like a hipster to me because I think he's in art school or something, but he did have training. I don't know if I'm not going to say PTSD, but if he's got a reaction to help others and he kind of got into it, I think adrenaline, you don't know how long the time is. I will say the only thing out of this, he did collect $1.5 million as of Sunday. I will say he's not asking for the money. His law firm, who wants to be paid, is asking for the money. They've raised $1.5 million. The other piece of that, though, that I thought was sort of nice, what he's going to do with the overage, if it is above and beyond what his legal team needs, he's donating it to a mental health advocacy group in New York City. The proceeds from that. So I thought that was kind of nice. I think it would be nicer if they did it in the name of Mr. Mm-hmm. Neely.
I agree.
But I think there's a lot. Well, I feel like there's a lot there because it can't be as simple as what we just saw. So I'm hoping that they come out with more information. I'm hoping justice, regardless of the way. I know that they had let him go right away based on what the interviews were in his interview. I thought that they would be some sort of, I knew it would be some sort of manslaughter. I don't really understand the 1, 2, or 3. But I think that had to play out as well because a life is a life. And the other piece of that I had noticed when I was looking is his, Mr. Neely's family was able to raise a little bit of money for his funeral. So I thought that was good. Obviously way less than $1.5 million.
I'm going to definitely donate to the GoFundMe. I saw that Kid Rock donated $5,000 to his campaign, and everybody talks about Kid Rock. I'm like, well, have you checked Kid Rock's history? Kid Rock ain't changed. He has not strayed away from the formula that he was started on. Bullshit.
Oh, he's a real Republican. Like he's exactly Trump's base. Like he's the person kind of came from a certain way or lived his life a certain way. So no, that doesn't shock me at all that Kid Rock donated.
It's scary. I prayers for the Neely family. Hopefully justice will be served. I know they raised all this money and they're doing all that, but the reason these lawyers are on that, and this case is going to get international attention. And I know we just watched mm-hmm. this. This just played out with George Floyd.
Right.
So it's sad to see it turn around and happen again, and again anyway, but so soon after George Floyd. So prayers to everybody involved in that. Where are we going, Bobby? What's next?
What is next? We did Ron DeSantis. Oh, the debt ceiling. I think that's what we have.
About the dollar.
I know. They met today. And I know that they said it was something sort of positive. That, you know, they had a good feeling. The overwhelming consensus was that there was a productive and direct meeting.
But they are cutting a lot of government programs. They're going to cut a lot of social and government programs.
Well, that's what the Republicans
want. That's exactly
what
they want.
So President Biden doesn't want anything. And I will say Mitch McConnell doesn't want anything. Every leader other than McCarthy has said, we will not default. We don't want to tie anything to it. We have to pay our bills to pay our bills, period. Do we have to discuss the other stuff and cutting maybe some of the fat? Maybe. I don't know. But it shouldn't be tied to paying our bills, making us look like buffoons in front of the rest of the world. And this has worldwide implications, global implications, if we don't pay. You know, the stock markets will go crazy. You'll have veterans and seniors not getting their checks. I mean, really, this is what you want, McCarthy?
I wish that we were still on vote number 345 with McCarthy.
Honest to God.
It only took 15, but we should still be counting.
We've got to be doing something because, I mean, we're going to lose jobs. We're going to, it's just absolutely, retirement.
Oh, Bobby, that ain't scary to me. You won't be, a pre-senior Caucasian woman going to the grocery store with your bag. Girl, I'm afraid somebody won't rob you of your money. They will steal your groceries as you go into your car.
They'll steal your groceries. Because they're worth it. I went the other day. I came out with two bags, Flame. Just two bags. Now, there wasn't a whole lot in there. $98. Oh, yeah. I almost had a heart attack. I'm like, I don't have any meat. I have no meat. You know, we have a store that you... I have a store that I shop in that's more reasonable. It's called Market Basket. And then we have, I don't know if you guys had a Star Market or Shaw's or anything out in your area, but and Stop and Shop, you do the sale items. So I just went in for a few sale items, not even a lot of detergents. And I'm like, what did I spend $98
on? Everything is expensive.
I know, but why isn't it coming down now that our supply chain stuff, people are greedy. Although they say the prices of eggs are starting to crash. I hope they don't crack the eggs.
I think I'm going on an egg diet.
I got to go on some sort of diet because let me tell you a terrible story.
Tell us, Flame Ass, we want to hear Bobby Clifford's terrible story.
Yeah. So I had to go to the Jeep dealership to have something done with my windshield wipers put onto my, this is my most embarrassing story of my life. I'm saying this so that maybe I will humiliate myself and finally doing something about it. So anyway, I go to Jeep. I sit down, I kind of put my stuff on my lap and I'm sitting in the chair waiting for them to put my windshield wipers on. Cause you have to have a special horse's ass bar. They got to put them on. You can't do it yourself. So anyway, I'm in there 2 minutes and I look to the right and I am not a flirty person. I look to the right. And this 6'4", 6'5" guy, a little gray on his temples, dark hair, blue eyes, handsome as hell, fit and buff, probably 5 years younger than me, I'm guessing, comes in. And he's chatting and he's saying something about, he goes, well, I'm supposed to be back at work right now. So I had to interject because he was too damn good looking. I wanted to see his face. And I said, well, me too. So then he starts talking with me. And for the first time in 20 years, I think I started to flirt with him. So he says something about height. And he's being tall and the Jeep's hard for that. And I said, well, I'm tall too for a woman, actually. I'm 5'10". And he says, oh, stand up. I go to stand up for him. The fucking chair, excuse my language, catches on my ass. So I'm like this, trying to get the chair up.
He thought you was twerking for him.
Twerking. I look like I was having a seizure. God forgive me. I was trying to get it off. I'm twerking up. I'm twerking down. I'm shaking it on the side. I said, oh, I think it's caught in my pants. It almost pulled my pants down. I almost died. Well, all of a sudden, then he decided he needed to go outside and he was going to enjoy the beautiful weather. And he wished me a nice day.
Too big, Bobby. That chair was too small. They're making everything smaller.
No, they weren't. I went in it and the fat came out the bottom out of the side. It was like, it's like pancake batter on your griddle.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I was saying about reparations, Bobby. I believe they want to get these checks away because the dollar bill ain't gonna be worth shit the next day. So we have the checks and no money. The check won't be worth shit.
I hope if people do get it, Flame, I hope to God that, that people are smart, you know, that they think of not just themselves. They think of the generations that are coming, you know, ahead and maybe buy houses for themselves. I don't know if I want to see people with a huge check or a decent sized check and more infrastructure to help you with it. If you need it, like I said, lower or no student loan.
You know what is, you know,
mortgages rates that are low.
That, Bobby, I think we talked about this offline, is we need bridge builders. They need to start an organization and call it Bridge Builders, because if you go, that's just like athletes. Like the athlete that's Morant, that's all in the news now, waving a gun and doing ridiculous shit. Because he went from rags to riches overnight. Nobody was there to walk him across that bridge and tell him, this is not right. What you do when you're in this tax bracket. This is not what you can't do that anymore. You have to do this way. You can't do it that way. You live in a different lifestyle. You're not a different person, but you have to present a different way. We need somebody who would teach those people with that money that this is not how you do this. But, girl, that everybody is on a scam. So even if we had an organization called Bridge Builders, I'm afraid the Bridge Builders going to steal the money. So they're going to be – they it's going to be a toll bridge.
that would be a good one. Get a little something. But I don't know. I mean, maybe you just said something. Maybe – in order to get the check, everybody goes to 6 financial counseling sessions, you know, and learns how they can save their money. And And, you know, like you listen to Susie Orman and she'll talk about saving $25 a week in your 20s, every single week. You know, I think she says like $120 a month. By the time you hit 65, you'd have $1 million. If you saved that same $25 a week in your 30s, just 10 years later, you'll only have $300,000. So that 10 years cost you $750,000 or $700,000. So it's sort of amazing when you think of it like that. If somebody in my 20s had explained that to me, I think that would have made all the difference in the world. But because I didn't, I thought, oh, I have time. Nobody talks about the compound interest and, you know, and how important it is to have your credit good because you get lower interest rates on things and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's something, Bobby.
But so they would probably say, you know, no. I'd rather
that's what the stipulation needs to be. If you don't go and do it this way, you can't get it.
Yeah, something. Because you want people to be able to, you know, have something for their kids when their kids go to school. And
girl, you want to be able to have something. You want them to have something next week. People who have never been or never had, who've been poor and struggling and hustling their whole life.
Yeah.
If you can hit them with a wad of money, they like a dog in a cage. They go berserk. You know, and
yeah, it goes like this, and you don't realize it. You think there's more, yeah.
So,
but I also think, but who's gonna get it? So here's the other part. This is the white lady part of me. My people, as I told you, came over in the 20s, so we had nothing to do with good or bad, with not that there was any good with slavery. So if you're African American. And your people came, or not, you're Jamaican, and your people came over in the 50s. Should they get a check?
I don't know how they're going to trace it back. I don't know how they're going to do it, because I'm going to tell you something right now. I got a joke that I still on stage. The reason I never did my DNA ancestry, because I know how good man is. I can only imagine what great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmama and great-great-great-great-granddaddy had. So, yeah, no. It's probably all kind of Portuguese and Dutch and Iranian and everything else running through me.
Oh. Yeah, but all you have to have is just some of the black, you know, that if they were slave oriented, you know, then, but I'm just thinking that's, or they came over in the 70s or the 80s. I don't think those people should be entitled to the same pot as everybody else, but that's the Libra in me. It's got to be fair.
Okay. Well, you know what, Bobby, we're going to sit back and find out. And if I get my big old reparations check, Bobby, I'm going to take you out to the biggest Ruth Steak Chris House dinner. Oh my God.
But I want to know, do they have greens?
No, you have to try greens. You can't eat everybody greens. First of all, that's like chitlins. You can't eat everybody chitlins. You can't eat everybody's greens, and you can't eat everybody's potato salad. You have to have my greens. And if I take you to Ruth Steak's Chris House, I'm going to make sure that they put you in a booth. I guarantee you that's wide enough for that booty.
Oh, I'm telling you, I wanted to die. I have never been so embarrassed. Other than at 16 when my tube top fell off, that's the only other time I think I was as mortified as at a family picnic. That's the only time. I think I was as embarrassed. He ran out of there like he had an STD.
Bobby, you are so crazy. Door. Bobby, thank you for being my guest today, my guest co-host. You always keep me delighted. You always are factual and come with it. And you're chatty. We like chatty. And I love the booty story, the chair story. I think I'm gonna change your nickname to Chair Toots.
Oh yeah. Fat ass, maybe.
You can't say fat ass, that's fat shaming.
But if it's true, is that shaming?
I don't understand.
I never had a problem with that.
They're gonna do you like they do me. They're gonna be after you like they after me. Don't do that. Oh,
well, I don't know. I'm fat and I don't. I should be. I'm trying to shame myself so I would eat a carrot instead of.
Okay, you can follow Bobby Clifford on all social media across our social media platforms. It's Clifford Bobby, right? At Clifford Bobby. And Bobby is, Bobby's been here damn near the whole season three of Laugh and Learn with me. I'm also on YouTube at Flame Monroe, Instagram at Monroe Flame, Twitter, which is my Flame Monroe, TikTok Flame Monroe 125, and Flame Monroe on YouTube. It's Marcus Flame Monroe Parker, on Facebook. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I have a video out with that I starred in. The song is called CK, which is Cop Killer by Macy Gray. It's out. It's up on YouTube. It's up on World Star, and it is doing pretty good. The reviews are pretty good. I did it with a GoPro. I'm going to tell you, Missy came to, she was supposed to come to the club last night. Now, the director, Martin Ma, and Connor Bain came last night, and we hung out. We talked about the backstory. These are two 22-year-olds. One is a young Asian boy, and the other one is a young white boy. They were self-taught how to edit, direct, do all these different things on the internet during the pandemic. So some people made great use of that time at home. Then they got a chance, an opportunity. This is like the third time, or third project with Macy Gray, you know, and it's great. And I'm so proud of these young men because I watched two 22-year-olds become, and I'm telling you, their little minds, their little creative geniuses, because they were talking to me about some stuff. And I told them both, one of you guys will direct me, and the other one will be my Quentin Tarantino and write the greatest role for me. I'm going to get you all. We're going to get us all Oscars. Bobby, I was so impressed by these young boys because we keep hearing all the bad stories and the crazies and woo woo woo. But they found a way of positivity during the pandemic, and they embarking on it, and they're the nicest young men. Oh my God, they were such, they like my little children.
They have the hunger. That's what a lot of us, what the young kids don't have. They have that fire. And when you have that fire in your belly, you can do anything.
Yeah, and you guys watch the video. I take my wig off. I was naked in it, but we took that part out. I didn't want y'all to see my goody good. So thank you guys for doing.
Were I was you really in there naked?
I told y'all take that part out. I think that's what I think that's what those two young boys like me. They was impressed. Anyway. thank you guys for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. This and Flame Ads and everybody out here in IG and what are we on? Podcast land. Thank you guys for joining us. And remember, I am not a broadcaster. I am not a, what do you call it when you go to school? Damn it, I can't. I'm
a newscaster or what?
No. When you do research and all of that, when you a news reporter, I'm not any of those. I am a person with a personality and a spirit and a platform that I use to push what I know to be true that I believe is true. But here's the killer with all of these podcasts and social media and a cell phone or a computer. There is a line in the movie The Incredibles where the villain, his name was Syndrome, says he was going, because the people who had superpowers were famous and super. So he said, I'm going to make everybody super, because once everybody's super, no one will be. With a phone and an internet, if you got one follower or 1 million followers, you think you deem yourself as famous, which means that nobody is famous. I'm not saying that to say that you are not famous. I'm just saying that to say you have to see the value in you. And not rely on somebody else to see your value. You will lose yourself every time. If you don't believe me, there were 7.6 million people in this country last year. I mean, a couple of years ago, that lost their value because they believed in a beacon of hope that had no light. This is Flame Monroe. And here at Coffee Time, we are never trying to get you to change your mind. We're only trying to get you to use your mind, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And Bobby, you know a lot of them wasting their man. But send me my reparations check, and I ain't going to waste my money. I got shit to do. Thank you guys for joining us. I will be in Harlem, doing Harlem Pride June the 24th in Harlem, New York next month. And I got some other stuff coming. I can't think of the dates. But I had a great time. Thank you for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. We appreciate you so much. Bye, your toots. Bye, your Aaron. Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame Monroe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.